This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A new exhibit at the Museum of Fine Arts celebrates Mexican photographer Graciela Iturbide. The exhibit is the first major East Coast presentation of her work, featuring approximately 125 photographs that were taken throughout her five-decade career. Maria Garcia is the senior editor of the Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team, and she joins us now. Maria, I read your essay online at the Artery. I have seen images of Iturbide's work on WBUR.org. Some of these are breathtaking photographs. They're pretty much all black and white. And you write that the photos capture the mythical symbols of Mexico. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I think what's so beautiful about Iturbide's work is that she's not trying to capture the realism of a moment. She's not trying to document something for us. She's not an ethnographer. Instead, what she does is she takes these images that make the everyday look divine.
Look divine, but they are actual, I mean, she hasn't staged them. They're actual images, including one that we feature prominently of a woman who is walking. She's got this beautiful ethereal nature about her. She's walking through a desert mountain area carrying a boombox. What did she tell you about how she found this woman?
So that photograph is called Angel Woman. It's one of Iturbide's most famous photographs. And Iturbide says she doesn't remember taking the photo and sort of only discovered it later in her contact sheet. She says it was a gift from the desert. And that's what's so beautiful about her photographs, is that it's not just the scenes she captures, but sort of like her intuitive capturing of them.
And the exhibit is called Graciela Iturbide's Mexico, because the country itself is like a character. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the connecting thread in the show is that there's this hunger from Iturbide to understand her country, a longing to sort of meditate on the places and the people of her land, and really in turn to know herself. You know, she's not documenting this for anyone's eyes. This is a visual trace of her own wrestling with what it means to be Mexican.
And how do we see that in her photos?
Well, they sort of reveal the paradoxical nature of being Mexican. You know, she's recognizing the colonizer and the colonized in one's heritage, sort of accepting the modern with the pre-Hispanic. Her photos show a lot of indigenous people, but also in very modern settings. And there's also this idea of death. Her photos also revolve a lot around rituals and celebrations of death, and this idea of living with death.
And we see that a lot in Mexican art. Tell us why, specifically in her photos, and how it appears.
Well, for two reasons. I think the first reason is Iturbide herself went through a phase in which she photographed angelitos, who are dead babies in coffins on their way to their burial. And she'd lost her own young daughter, and photographing the young children was sort of her way of untangling her grief. So it would be so easy for these photographs to be a spectacle, right? An image sort of piquing our darkest of curiosities. But in Iturbide's hands, they're so tender, almost surreal.
You use that word surreal, but apparently in the interview with the photographer, when you use that, she didn't like it too much. Why?
Well, a ton of art critics have called her work surreal, and she says she's sort of fed up with her work being characterized that way. But, you know, once an artist finishes their piece of work, then it's sort of divorced from their intentions, and it sort of takes a life of its own. And I think it's when you see these images, I mean, they really have a surreal quality to them. And apart from that, her photographs really reveal a deeper ethos of the Mexican culture. You know, death is not something that happens at the end of life. It's a thing that you celebrate, that you confront, that you mourn before it even happens. This is her in an interview that I did with her earlier this week.
Hay la costumbre de convivir con la muerte en las fiestas. Yo creo que...
So that was Iturbide telling me that in Mexico, you know, you live and engage with the idea of death constantly.
And to demonstrate the way that her photographs about loss can speak to viewers, you are one of those viewers who was spoken to because of your own personal loss.
Yeah. Well, when I met with Iturbide and went through the exhibit, you know, I was struck with grief. My father unexpectedly died in an accident on New Year's Eve. And I had spent weeks looking for solace somewhere, and I hadn't found it. And then I found her photographs, her sort of black and white world, and the way she captured death, you know, so clear, so present, so sort of confrontational, but somehow rendered its beauty, and death to me felt redeemed by the beauty that she captured it with. You know, and it was as though through her lens, I felt hope for the first time, that solace came from sort of my cultural lineage and the power of confronting death in the Mexican culture and rituals. And I finally felt like, okay, I can confront this. I can confront my father's death. I'm Mexican.
Maria Garcia, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Maria Garcia is editor of the Artery, WBUR's Arts and Culture team. The exhibit of photographer Graciela Iturbide's work is at the Museum of Fine Arts until May 12th.